Going live. All right. For those of you listening on the podcast feed, we're waiting to go live on YouTube. And as long as we are up, it's coming up as private Y. Let me go to analytics and see if I can get it back to public. Okay, so it looks like it is public, and there's the chat. So we are live. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 3 of Dockside at the Bay. I am Vinny. This is Kim. Kim, how are you today?
Just typical Tuesday night.
Yes, I agree. It is a typical Tuesday night. But we are here live. I do want to apologize ahead of time. It seems like we're having a little bit of difficulty with Wi-Fi, a little bit. So we're going to do the best we can. I want to thank you all for coming in. Before we get into any the Bay information, this will give you time if you feel like watching it very quickly, of course. You can go over to either Tubi TV, Amazon Prime. It is the Bay, the beginning. We're going to be talking about episode 3. I do want to give a huge shout out to Gregory J. Martin, who is the creator of the Bay, and the Bay, the beginning. Because he actually did go ahead and give us a repost or a retweet or whatever you want to call it on X, which was our last show, episode 2, and gave us a great and you know a great enthusiastic encouragement message. So thank you if you're watching, Gregory. Thank you so much. And we do appreciate you shouting us out and giving us that encouragement. But anyways, so that is there. We're also, all right, so it seems like the lag is back and my audio is dropping on Kim. She's hearing every other word from me, which is strange because it does say that there's an excellent connection here. So I don't know. I don't know what the problem might be. If you are watching live and things are, let me know how the feed is coming through. And let me know how that might be, how the feed might be coming through. But anyways.
No, it's a little better.
It's a little now better?
Yeah.
Okay. So it seems like it might be going in and out. The YouTube does say that the connection is excellent, so I'm not sure whose side that.
Yeah, is. Now I'm stuck. Now I think we're okay. I think
okay.
We're okay. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Okay. Before we get into the Bay information, I do want to go over some quick housekeeping. For those of you who have been following, we are an official affiliate of the WWE Shop. Go over to studsandsquarecircle.com/wrestling merch for that. It gives you the automatic link to our affiliate code. As well, we are on Patreon. So go to patreon.com/studsandsquarecircle. Go ahead, join our $5 tier. That's the only tier I've got right now. But what you do get is you do get exclusive posts as well as all the notes from all the soaps that I do watch, including Young and the Restless. Hello, Nathan. Welcome for joining. Thank you for joining and welcome. He does say hello and hello, everyone, and good evening. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/studsandsquarecircle. We only have the $5 tier right now, but it does give you exclusive content as well as notes from every soap that I watch, which is all 5 of them, the Bay included. So, the Bay, Days of Our Lives, Young and the Restless, General Hospital, and Bold and Beautiful. Even though I don't do shows other than Take Two Radio, I talk about all of them, and the Suds News is mainly General Hospital, and then this one. But I do post the daily notes from the other from Days, Weinar, and B&B, I will put up the bay after this one. And then General Hospital, it'll be on Mondays after the show. It looks like I lost Kim, unless she turned off her camera.
Something, my camera got a little screwed up working on it.
Okay. So while Kim figures out
Technical difficulty.
yeah, her technical difficulty,
No.
I do want to again say thank you for everybody. And also, we are on Buy Me a Coffee. A big, huge thanks to James Law Jr. for buying three coffees on Buy Me a Coffee. That's also buymeacoffee.com/suds and squared circle. So go over there, help us out, and to give your support. We thank you for everything. All right. So, The Bay, the Beginning, episode three. It is actually entitled Far From the Bay. It's actually, I don't want to say it's a spin-off, but it is a a show not tied into really anything else other than we get to know the backstory of Peter, basically.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a departure.
It
You
was.
know, got a different city, you got a different coast, you got some, different theme song, different credits, different, it's definitely a bit of a, and it's kind of neat that they decided to place this episode like, so early on. You
Right.
know, it's just a total contrast from like what we're introduced to in like the previous two.
No, you're exactly right. And what was great about it was it kind of led right into it because in episode two, you see Peter leaving the hospital. I didn't realize he was going to go across the country, so it was kind of a surprise.
That was a bit of a, pulling that IV out between that, and then he's just like, yep, I'm out of here now. But he had his little Sarah packed him that little go bag.
Yes.
So he was set.
Yeah, no, he was. What I really enjoyed, well, let me put it this way. I will say, if you're going to watch it, it does tend to get a little triggering for some people if you have had, a parent who was drunk, and abusive. Or for the, for people that have, some who are upset by something. So sometimes it could be a little triggering for people. I know it's entertainment, so I always put that disclaimer out because some people are a little more sensitive than I am. But it is what it is. But yeah, it was the Peter-centric show, and I will say that we see him go to Philadelphia. You see the big statue of the love, and that's kind of what where he remembers where he's from.
Yes.
So he goes to Philly, and he because that's where he remembers his childhood before Sarah found him.
And it's re he's remembering like, because he's like, a 17-year-old kid,
Yeah.
but he's like a little guy in the flashbacks. When he was there, he was young. So it's almost as if like in the previous episode we had kind of seen him. We talked about a little bit about how he was acting like kind of like a little kid, with the cartoons and Stranger and everything like that. And then in this episode, you see him and like in the flashbacks when he's living in Philly, when he's with with Claire,
Yep.
with the father. I mean, he's young. He's only like 7 or 8 years old. So it's like he's definitely like kind of reverting.
Yeah.
And you can just, but I just love the way that they kind of highlight that, just kind of play up the fact that like, yes, he was a little guy when he was there,
Right.
but everything that occurred in his brain just made him snap back to that part of his life.
Yeah,
So.
and it's like they kind of give that foreshadowing. First, the week, the prior week when he's eating cereal in bed, watching cartoons, and then when you look at the flashbacks of this week, it almost kind of makes sense because when you start to watch the episode, and the most defining part was when he was sitting there with his aunt Carol and his cousin Noah,
Yes.
and they tell him that Sarah, that Claire has been, in a mental institution for 10 years.
Yeah, that big reveal. It
Exactly.
starts out, you think, oh, this is going to be a nice family interaction because in the previous ones that we've seen, everything has been so intense. Everything has been so, kind of But then you have the cousin greet him, and they welcome him with open arms, and the aunt is so happy to see him. And then it just shifts into like this discussion where it just totally throws him for a loop, and it's back to like another intense, revelation about his family and about his past and everything. And it's a lot to digest for the guy.
It is, and to be 17 years old,
Yeah.
thinking that you're like 7 or 8, it's almost like, did he think he was in a coma for 10 years? Like, I know he's missing out on that part, that past
Yeah,
10 years.
and he says as much too. He does say like, I feel like I've lost like 10 years of my life, and
Right.
it's, yeah, I mean, it was just it they showcase that so well though. They just develop that, they carry that thread through. And you just see him just like when he breaks down at the aunt and cousin's,
Yeah.
apartment, it just breaks your heart because it's just like, he's like he's just a little kid trying to find his mom and trying to figure everything out.
You're right. But the first part, the first part we kind of see him being a little apprehensive is he goes to his grandmother's house,
Yes.
grandmother's apartment. He knocks on the door and she doesn't remember him because obviously it's been 10 years. He's
Yeah.
a teenager now, and he says, Grandma, it's me, it's Peter. And she
Yeah, and
goes
he's got this
off.
big smile on his
Yeah.
face. He's so happy. He's like, "Hi, Grandma." And as soon as like it kind of clicks who he is for her, she immediately like her whole face changes and she is just like she gets angry, she gets intense looking. She's not, what she calls him and everything that she says, it's just like it's you don't expect that from like a
Right.
grandmother. So it definitely kind of turns expectations on his head. You expect it to be like a happy reunion. Oh, I'm seeing my grandma for the first time in how many years? And it ends up being just horrible.
And it's like she calls him Demon Seed,
Oh,
and
that line.
she says, you've ruined everything,
Get the hell out. I mean, it's so. And then at the end, when he's just like, clutching at the door and calling, grandma and grandma, and she's just not even go away, child. I'm gonna call the police. Like, it's
Yeah.
just so,
It's
you don't
heartbreak.
expect that. You don't expect that with a guy, teenager knocking on the door saying, "Hi, grandma, how are you?"
Yeah, exactly. You don't expect it, but it actually, but then it does make sense as you go further onto the
Oh,
story, as
absolutely.
you go into the show.
Yeah, but it
Because
draws
after,
you in and it makes you pay attention, makes you sit up and be like, "Wait, something's not right here." And
yeah.
then you eventually do figure out exactly what's not right, but that development, it occurs and it ramps up. I mean, because the episode is, on the shorter run side anyways, but it definitely like ramps up quickly, and before you
It
know it,
does.
you're kind of following along with this mystery and figuring things out.
But what I did like was that he saw somebody from the Bay in New York City. He runs into Liza,
Yeah. They say if you stand on a street corner, you're going to run into somebody that in New York.
exactly.
So.
So Liza obviously is Lex's ex and Sarah's aunt, and and she's talking to him like she knows him, because obviously she does. He doesn't know who she is. So he's standing there with a blank face, and he's trying to, say, well, I was in the hospital. I had a seizure. I lost some of my memories. And when she says, oh no, Sarah is your mother,
Yeah.
he runs away. He's scared.
Yep. He just basically, it's another like stranger danger moment, and he just
Yeah.
can't handle, what he's hearing. And he just kind of, like the little kid thing again, even when he was like they showed like just footage of him, like, asleep on the subway, sitting down, eating a hot dog on the sidewalk,
Right.
he's just trying to like get along and figure things out. But that Liza scene though, I love how she is just like, you learn all this information about this character. You learn all this information about Sarah. You learn more about Lex, even though we haven't even seen him yet.
Yeah.
And it all happens in the span of just this conversation. But it's like the ex it's just the way that they carried that through, and just like you get all this information kind of all at once. And you're almost feeling like Peter. You're almost feeling like that's a lot to absorb from
It
like character. All of a sudden, she's not practicing medicine anymore. She's in the music now. She's gone through this whole life journey because of her niece,
Yep.
because of what? And we're just like, okay, what's going on with her now?
And Eileen Kristen is absolutely fantastic. She's in many
Oh, yeah.
soaps. I mean, she played Roxy on One Life to Live. She's played Ava Jerome's mother. I can't remember her name right now, on General Hospital. So I mean, she's a soap vet, and she's just absolutely fantastic. And then it's funny because she does come into play later on in the series as you know, Sarah's on trial for murder. So she does come back for that, and she makes some appearances here and there, but
Yeah, I'd kind of forgotten about her kind of arc, and then I was just like, oh, wait, and then it started like clicking and coming back to me a little bit, especially like when she mentioned Lex and mentioned the affair. I was like, oh, okay, now it's starting to, getting that memory back.
and I really liked how, you know, they did tie it back, because as you see, you know, you're thinking it's going to be completely Peter. It's all Peter. That's the only character that you're really going to know from the series. So, okay, and to be fair, I don't know how it was released originally on YouTube, because I know these are like the YouTube web shorts that were kind of put together in different chapters. So I don't know how long they were. I don't know how it was originally
Yeah, I'm
on.
not too sure of that myself.
So, you know, it could have just been introducing a few characters here and there, so it would not have really mattered much in that type of atmosphere. But as you watch the episode on either Tubi TV or Amazon Prime or whatever, it's kind of good to see that, you know, tie back to the actual bay, and
Definitely.
you know, the tie back to Sarah, to, you know,
Yeah.
reinforcing that information.
It's keeping all those characters top of mind because we are going to see them again. And like, it's not as if like, we're going to be in New York for an extended, trip.
Exactly.
We're not going to be, in this like kind of alternate Bay universe for very long. So they
Right.
do kind of, but, just keeping those characters fresh in our minds while still showing us Peter's kind of journey through all of this. It's like just the contrast and the way they went about that in this episode, I think was really, really cool.
It was. And after, you know, after he runs away from, you know, from Aunt Liza, we see that he talks to a PI. He hired a PI to.
Brian Tarantino, who I recognized from, and he passed away, I think maybe a little over a year ago, somewhere in there. But I remember him
Brian
from,
Tarantino.
yep, Tarantino, I think is his
Oh,
last name. But
okay.
I just, he was on two of the shows I like, Gilmore Girls and Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel,
That
which
Brian Tarantino, he
I
was on
recognized him right away. I was like, oh, I forgot that he was in this, even just,
November 3rd of 2019, he passed away.
yeah.
Yeah.
I just, but I recognized him right away. I was just like, oh, he was on two of my favorite other shows. But yeah, that brief little that PI scene, Nia Carver, thank God he found the aunt and the cousin, and Peter had the money and the cash to cover it. Obviously,
Right.
Sarah set him up.
Well, he also had his credit cards, you know, so
That's
it's
true.
like
That's true.
he had his credit cards, and he had $400 in cash, so
Yeah.
he was actually able to afford to do that. And it's like, you know, I kind of wonder what his mentality was, because you think about it, as we've been talking about, he kind of regressed back to being a 7-year-old boy and losing 10 years of his life. Where do you know, get the idea, oh, let me go to the PI to find, you know, this per find this pe person.
Right.
He must have
Which
seen
he
the.
did. They showed the brief scene of him at the payphone trying to call around and figure.
Right.
payphone cracked me up.
Yes,
Just
he did.
using
Yep.
a payphone, seeing a payphone. But yeah, he tried like contacting around and then probably just, figured the best course of action was just to track down the address or at least. And thank God he did, because otherwise, it's like that was a turning point
Yeah,
where
it
he was
was.
able to actually have like a nice family moment, but also figure out everything that went down with Claire from people who like, care about him or concerned about him.
Yeah.
Let him have a shower, let him like, just kind of crash. Like,
Yep.
he was very
It
fortunate
was
in that.
so heartbreaking when, you know, when Carol tells him the story and kind of fills him in and says, you know, the day that, you know, as soon as you were taken by Sarah. You know, because she does say, you know, your father drank very heavily. And,
Yeah.
you know, so when the courts got wind of that, they decided to, you know,
Provoke the.
give you to your biological mother, which was Sarah.
Yep.
And, you know, Claire broke down. And you
Yeah.
could see this, you could
And
see the passion in the scenes.
oh my gosh. I mean, it was just it ramps up in that intensity so quickly. You get this big reveal, at the apartment, and Peter has his like, breakdown moment, realizing even, I mean, he even says as much. He's like, wait, she shot my father? Like, shot and killed, just and but even like as he's saying it, it's like we know that the father was like an abusive, drunk, things like that. But even just to hear him say it, he's just so horrified by like what, you know, and it's just they capture that, you know, emotion and that gravity so well in that scene, and it's just like it's devastating.
Yeah, which is one of the great things, about this series, about the fact, first of all, what I think is fantastic is when you're doing stuff by web or by streaming, and even back this being now, I'm assuming 2010, 2011,
Yeah, somewhere in there.
you had, being a web series, you didn't have all the constraints you have of television. Like they could have, if they chose to, they could have gone longer and deeper and everything, but they packed so much emotion in these scenes where you see first, the first one you see is the father yelling at the kid because of, something he didn't do, but the father was drunk, and then you see the mother and the father arguing right in front of Peter. And then as, the father's outside with a drink, that's when Sarah comes walking up.
And that even that brief little moment, even when Sarah like locks eyes with little Peter,
Yeah, she knows.
sees him standing in the door. I mean, she's just instantly, she's like, baby, like she's just immediately, it's just like, that's my kid. And you know, it's a brief little moment, but so well acted, so well done. It's just like, it's, you know, it's quick, but it's there, and it just sets a tone, and it's just like and then you have the dad who's just like thinks that she's there selling something. And it's just indifferent to the whole idea that, you know, this kid that he's raised, you know, from, you know, since however long, perfectly, you know, just not caring that he might potentially go to another family. He's just so far removed.
He is very
They
removed.
set all that up, all that emotion up in just brief little snippets, but
Yeah.
it's still communicated out.
Exactly. And it's, and it, and they do get go, they do show the scene where Pete is taken away from his
Yeah.
mother, and that just,
That's just gut-wrenching. And then they,
that
you
was
know,
rough to watch.
security guards who are like picking him up and bringing him out, like carrying him out the door. I mean, it's just brief scene, but it's just so powerful, and it's just so, you know, devastating to watch and see play out. And then, but to cap off the, you know, you get to the institution scenes, and then that's almost like a reverse where, you know, it starts out, you're thinking, oh my gosh, you know, this is going to be devastating again. We're on board for like more heartbreak. She's not going to know who he is. And then at the very end, things shift, and you smile just as much as that doctor does when she like, you know, witnesses the entire thing. When they cut over to her and then you see the doctor's reaction, it's just like, oh.
So before we get kind of, skipped a little bit, but
Oh yeah,
the fact
sorry
is
about
that
that.
Claire's been in a catatonic state for 10 years, ever
Yeah.
since, she killed the husband and she got put in the mental institution. She's been in a catatonic state. The nurse tells him, like, I shouldn't even be allowing you to see her.
Yeah. They
But
cut to that hospital in Westchester, and they show like, you know, it's like a really nice facility, and she's out there on the grounds, but you know, it's just her situation is just so awful. And you know, she, you know, and when the doctor is just describing it, but you have Peter who's just like, I need to see her. Like, I've been waiting my whole life to do this, you know, his whole life thinking, you know, you know, he's kind of reverted back to like, you know, just having like those years of his life with his mother, and that's all he remembers, or with Claire at least.
Yeah, no, exactly. And he basically says, and he tells him, the nurse tells him, I shouldn't be doing this for you, but I know the situation. I've known your mother's case for, for all 10 years, and I know I'm aware of the situation. So I think I'm making a judgment call, but it's only going to be between us, and it's going to be good for her. But I'm warning you, she's been in a catatonic state. She may not be able to respond, but she will hear you.
Yep. She
And I,
does. She does. And it's just, it's
yeah.
such like, you know, it takes like him kind of finally kind of breaking down in front of her for her to like, you know, realize like, this is my son and I need to comfort him. Like
Yeah.
that, like the moment where she like, you know, reaches out her hand and strokes his hair and you know, recognizes him and locks in.
Yeah.
And it's just like, again, short scene, but so well acted, so well done. And it's just, it's so powerful and such a, you know, it at least like it's an intense family moment that doesn't make you just, you know, isn't just gut-wrenchingly like heartbreaking, you know,
Right.
at
No,
least like
it's cheerful. It's something that you always wish for if you're ever in that situation, and just how, as she's touching his head, he's kind of remembering everything and remembering the past 10 years, foggy, but Either way, he's remembering being taken from, from his mother and how that situation went. So he does. I mean, he says, I remember. It's just he kind of flashes back along that 10 yards, that 10 years. We'll see in episode 4 that Sarah asks, because he does go home, foreshadowing, kind of, giving you a spoiler of something that was 10 years ago. But he does end up going home, and we'll get into that next week with episode 4. I am enjoying getting to know the Bay and the Bay the beginning. I haven't, to be honest with you, I haven't really gone past episode 4. So I'm going to watch episode 4 for next week, and then everything else for the Bay the beginning is new to me, until we get to the Bay series, and then like I'm into season 3. But I'm going to keep going and keep watching it, and all my show notes are going to be up at our Patreon as well. But how did we've kind of been talking about episode 2 as we go, as we or episode 3 I should say, as we go into the backstory now. I think obviously the entire series is kind of set around Peter Garrett and kind of his experiences, because we see that the first two episodes were not necessarily him centric, and it's still obviously around the entire Garrett family. But it's nice when you're able to have the introduction of a backstory, especially with the family as complicated as a Garrett's.
Definitely, because like he is, a protagonist. He is like a folk, main character, obviously. But there were so many just kind of threads that were like, given to us in the first and the second episode. So being able to just kind of connect the dots more here and learning about like why he doesn't know that Sarah is his mother, why he is like convinced that like someone else raised, now we know. And now that we have that information, now it's like now we go forward. Now we see how he's gonna, deal with this big revelation and his, kind of now and getting his memories back, and also like his relationship with Sarah too, because it's like he almost needed to kind of have this experience in order, because obviously like his relationship with Sarah is a central theme in the show. So but being able to like kind of have this realize what was in the past and then use that to go forward. So it definitely sets him up on an interesting journey.
It
No
really
doubt.
does, and it does show, because when you think about parents giving their kids up for adoptions, obviously we've kind of seen some foreshadowing in later years about why Sarah gave him up in the first place, because she, which is kind of weird, she had amnesia when she gave birth to him. Am I getting that correct? I think.
Yeah, that's there's a lot. I remember like when it gets to that kind of piece where we learn exactly what went down when Peter was born, there is just there's a lot of elements there, but she definitely does not have any. I mean, they say as much in the opening of the first episode of Bay the Beginning that like oh, had amnesia when she gave, but there's different like reasoning, like the reason why it happens and everything like that. I mean, that I remember the kind of loosely the way it all shook out, but there's a lot of it's a little fuzzy. I don't
Because he
remember all the
doesn't
exact details, but I do know that there's a lot involved
because
with her
Peter
not
doesn't
coming.
actually meet his father until season 3 of The Bay, and that's when we're introduced to his father, but that's for another show. Stealing an Alton Brown saying. But the fact is that I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the show.
And
It's
I'm enjoying doing the rewatch of it, honestly, because it's like there are details that I remember, but there is stuff that I honestly forgot. And even just seeing like all of like you mentioned like seeing Liza pop up, but seeing all the actors that are coming through on this and all like heavy hitters and the power players from soaps that are just like and they just get twined in so effortlessly, and it's so fun to it's like, oh wait, yeah, I remember this like this thread with this character, this detail. So And just knowing more of that's to come is, that's
It's like I like the way that it flows. You know,
yes.
it's a very refreshing, because you know, if you look at it semantics, let's compare like The Bay and Bold and the Beautiful. They're both 1/2 hour soaps. You know, obviously you're watching one streaming, you're watching one on cable or network TV. And it's just so much different because it's not centered around, even though it's the main show is about one family, it's not centered around just one story, right? We just got off with Bold and Beautiful. We just got off the fact that there was the same six people on for a month straight because of the same storyline. You know what I mean? So it's like, and with this, it's like you're constantly seeing new characters being introduced to different characters, and it all flows together so smoothly.
It
It's
does.
not
It's
forced.
very effortless. And I mean, you do end up having like, kind of the main kind of central cast, but you do have all the faces that come in, that make appearances, that stir stuff up, that cause, certain things to happen over the course of it. But just the way that they get introduced, and it's not like it's not clunky. It's not like, hitting you over the head. You find out about these characters kind of through the lens of like, Peter not knowing who this woman was. Well, now we know who she is because, like, she thinks that he's kidding around when he says he has no recollection of her and, like, proceeds to, like, say all, like, these things kind of in a joking story. But, she's, we're learning about this character and we're learning about other ones at the same time. And just all this stuff is just getting teased out through these, like, kind of, really brief kind of interactions and conversations. I mean, it doesn't take much for us to figure out, exactly, oh, wait, there's more pieces now to Sarah's puzzle. And went down there, just through his like brief interaction with Liza. So just moments like that are super,
And
it's really taut and it's really just it's interesting to see shake out.
I really like the flow of it because we technically we get introduced to Claire in episode 2 at the very beginning when Sarah wakes up having that nightmare. You know,
Yes.
Claire's holding the baby doll and she's like,
Yeah. But at the time we had no like, vague idea, but it was a nightmare and it was there were flies buzzing in the background and she was holding a doll and we were all confused and kind of more focused on that than we were about like, who she actually was, up against, Peter up against, everything like that. So, but no, it sets up for more, it keeps you wanting more, which is what a soap is designed to do. So
All right. Well, I mean, that's about it. I mean, we've kind of covered everything in episode 3 of The Bay, The Beginning, which
yes,
again is found on Tubi TV and Amazon Prime. So go out of your way. Next week, we'll be covering episode 4. You know, we're still kind of flowing through things. If the need is there, the want is there, maybe we'll expand to doing 2 episodes a week. We don't know yet. We'll just kind of figure it out as we go.
we
I,
will.
you know, and, you know, because I mean, theoretically, talking about 5 episodes of General Hospital for, you know, one podcast, you're there for an hour, hour and a half, and then 1 episode of a 1/2 hour show, you know, we're at 32 minutes now. So it's, you know, you don't want to, but we'll keep it as, you know, we're not gonna rush through it. We're going as detailed as we can. So I mean, we're doing great, and we'll just keep up to what people want.
Thank you.
Again, thank you for watching if you are watching, and thank you for listening.
Yes.
Go ahead and hit that like button, subscribe, get notified if you're listening on the podcast feed. Go ahead and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else. Don't forget to visit our website, sudsandsquaredcircle.com. I am going to go ahead and get a separate page for Dockside at the Bay. Again, Kim, go ahead and share your socials and where people
You
can.
can find me on X slash Twitter or Twix. Is that what we're calling
Yes, Twix. Yeah,
it?
I got that from Eric Bischoff. So.
You can find me at Misfit8690. That's my handle. My initials, KP, happens to be the main kind of, but that's where you're gonna find me talking about soaps and all that good stuff. So
Very nice. And as always, you can find me at Vinny Suds on Facebook and X, or Twitch rather. And then the podcast feed is at Suds SQ Circle Pod on X. And then we do have Facebook, but everywhere you could find us on the links, sudsandsquarecircle.com. Like I said, go ahead and hit the like button, subscribe, get notified. And again, we are an affiliate for WWE Shop. studsandsquarecircle.com/wrestlingmerch takes you using our affiliate code. Also, if you did like my really cool Tumblr here, that is Creations by Riss. Creations by Riss, RISS at gmail.com. She does custom and she does ship all over the country. So reach out to her if you have any ideas for custom or if you want to order a Suds and Square Circle Tumblr. By our merch, I did drop today the Dockside at the Bay logo for merchandise. That's Suds, SQ, Suds Square Circle. threadless.com, but of course go to our website. The merchandise tab takes you there. All right, Kim, any parting words?
Nothing from me. Just stay tuned for episode 4 discussion next week. I'm looking forward to getting into it. And just take care, have a pleasant evening. And keep watching the bay with us.
Yes, hashtag binge the bay. That's
See
what the new thing is. Have a great night, everybody, and see you next week.
you next week. Take care.
All right, so that's done. I stopped the live.